There are certain moments and words that shaped a new era in pro wrestling.
Austin 316 says, "I just whipped your ass."
Brett screwed Brett.
Die, Rocky, die.
Suck it!
Introducing the Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era. Tune in as we relive one of the most exciting, intense, and over-the-top times in WWE, with new interviews with the voices that made the promos, calls, and catchphrases into history, like Shawn Michaels.
I could have easily said I'm not going
to
do it.
Triple H.
But you're going to have to learn to eat shit like tasted it.
And X-Pac.
Kayfabe was already dead. Give me a break.
The Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era, coming next week to Spotify. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
What's going on, jabronis? It's Pitch Mr. Perfect, Skylar Astin.
Hey, this is Bruce Pritchard.
This is Roast Battle Season 1 champion Mike Lawrence.
Husky Steve Kazee. This is Trey Kirby.
This is your girl, WWE superstar, the legit boss, Sasha Banks.
Hi, this is Lillian Garcia.
My name's Kevin Owens.
I'm Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, if you will, and you're listening to them.
And you're listening
you're
to.
You're listening to.
And you are listening to.
You're listening to.
You are listening to the Masked Man Show.
The Masked Man Show.
The Masked Man
the
Show.
Masked
the
Man
Masked Man Show.
Show.
Masked Man Show.
Welcome to the Masked Man Show with Kaz. Hey, Kaz.
Hey, Dave. It's good, brother.
Well, I'm sitting here right next to you for a change. We're in Dallas, Texas.
These are always the fun episodes, and I can actually see you and smell you and look at you and not look at you with your screen. Not really smell you, but you know.
No.
You smell great.
I put on extra deodorant today. I appreciate you noticing it. Listen, we're just going to jump right in. We'll talk a little bit after we're done, but Damian Priest is coming in, and we're going to talk to him about... his career, WrestleMania, all things professional wrestling. So let's just jump right in. Welcome to the Masked Man Show with Kaz. And more importantly, Kaz, more importantly, with the one and only Damian Priest. How you doing, man? Thank you for doing this.
Doing good. Much appreciated.
It's good to have you here, man. It's been an incredible year for you. You know, you've gone through a lot with your character and just with everything you've done in the past year. But y'all do it to get to this weekend, WrestleMania weekend. So
wild ride, but yeah, that's exactly why we do it. And all year, everything's worth it. WrestleMania week, it's what we're here for.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. So let's talk about, like, you know, last year. And obviously, you know, the Bad Bunny moment was incredible. You know what I'm saying? But I think this past year, people have really gotten to know you as a character. Whereas last year, you were kind of like, you know, still pretty new, but rolling with this mega star in this incredible spot with a lot of people seeing you. But I think in the past year, you've gotten to really open up as a character and open up as a performer. How do you think you felt about that for the past year?
Yeah, I mean, it's all been challenging, obviously. Like, first of all, starting on the main roster, going from NXT is challenging enough.
Yeah.
Then you get paired with a mega star like Bad Bunny. And then then they tell you you're going to have your first WrestleMania match and teaming with somebody who's not traditionally a pro wrestler. Mm. And it's like, oh, okay. And these keep throwing me these challenges, you know, and then help train them. And then, you know, and then we did that and we killed it. I mean, what a performance, huh? And then obviously then going on my own and trying to now make a name for myself on my own without the celebrity next to me, you know, to piggyback off of. So it's all challenging, and then showing different ranges and character and whatnot. But that's why I love this. I love the idea of, you know, having to, you know, adapt and evolve and, mm-hmm. you know, switch side to side, you know, on a moment's notice. And I love all of it, to be honest. I like that having to be creative,
right?
Like forcing me to use my creative juices and get them flowing right and get people to connect. And as long as I stay relevant, that means I'm doing something somewhat good,
right?
You know, and I think now we finally found a place where I'm okay. We have just a one direction now that I think is going to be very, very interesting for the fans to see in the next couple months.
Yeah, I mean, they really threw you into the fire, right? I mean, you look at Logan Paul's wrestling this year, but he's there in there with Rey Mysterio. He's in there with The Miz. I mean, these guys have been just doing this WrestleMania beat for a long time, right? So to put you with Bad Bunny, I mean, that must have really proved something, right?
I felt good that they trusted me in that role. And I'm sure that there was talk, because how can you trust someone that you don't know? You know, there's people like Hunter knew I was fine, and he is the reason why I ended up working out, because I almost got switched out.
Oh,
they almost took me out of that spot.
Do you know for who? Like, do you know who else was in line for that?
I do.
Oh, who was it? I'd love to.
I want to hear
that multiverse version of how WrestleMania could have been.
His original partner was Rey Mysterio. Well, I was the original partner, okay. And then I guess it was like, well, maybe he's not ready, you know, or what if, you know, this is too much pressure for him? We don't know,
right?
And it was talked about. Well, then Rey would be the guy, right. You know.
Well, but that's got to be an incredible honor, though, for like
you are
an icon like Rey Mysterio.
Of course, which
it's a lot of
and
trust.
When that happened, when they told me that, I wasn't even mad. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I can't even imagine the pressure, bro.
Okay.
I can't even imagine the biggest stage, the biggest star, and in music.
Surprise, we have Wale here. Oh, yeah. Who just happened to be kicking it with me.
Just chilling, yeah.
I'm just tagging along with
him. He's my podcast intern for today. Yeah, so if he was asked.
I mean, that's a good one. Right?
He learns quickly. But tell me about that. I mean, obviously.
Again, like, I got it. Like, I wasn't upset or anything. I was like, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
If I was on their shoes, 100%, that would be the way to go. And Hunter went to bat for me.
Nice.
And he was like, hey, I'm sorry that they even told you that it's not going to be you now, because I'm gonna go have a conversation, you know. And he explained why I should be trusted, I guess.
Right.
You know, I wasn't in the meeting, but I'm guessing that's what he had to have done. And like, no, I trust him. Let's trust him. He's going to be fine. And then they were like, okay, let's go with Priest. And, you know, it's crazy how it worked out, though, because then through the process, you know, Bad Bunny and I ended up becoming friends. And all those nerves of that pressure, like you were just talking about, of, you know, my first WrestleMania, and then on top of that, it's with somebody else who's having their first WrestleMania, but also their first match, and they're not from this world.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot, but I think because we became friends, and then like through in the training and the preparation, we were just joking around and we'd laugh. We put in the hard work, because that was for sure. We were pros about that, but the other side was we were enjoying and having fun doing it. And I think that took a lot of pressure off. We took it off of each other. But for me, because I'm the one that's staying, I'm grateful that that was the way it happened, to be honest. It probably worked out better for me. And just, I'm talking about pressure standpoint, that I felt a little bit better. Now, the day of, I was a disaster, but, you know.
I think he did great that day.
Yeah, he really respects the business, though, Bad Bunny. Like, you could tell he genuinely respects, you know, there's a lot of celebrities that come through and just try to use the platform, but he really respects the business.
You couldn't have said it any better. Like, absolutely correct. He wanted to make sure he didn't disrespect anybody or the business in anything he did. That's why he moved to Orlando to train. He dedicated himself. He was like, no, I'm not going on tour. I'm not doing anything till after, because I have to just focus on this. You know, he was working out 5 days a week. You know, he was doing it. He was living the life, you know, how he could for the small window he had. He did it.
Mm.
And it showed. I mean,
he looked like a million bucks that, those matches. And even at this past year's Royal Rumble.
I don't see Logan Paul moving to Orlando.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe Logan Paul's in Orlando. He's probably got the money for it. But you mentioned Triple H going to bat for you and, you know, how important he was to making sure you got that moment. And obviously Triple H just announced that, you know, his in-ring career is over, but I'm sure he'll still be very instrumental as far as like the, you know, the future of the company. And he was very instrumental in your career, especially in NXT. Just elaborate on that, especially on what Triple H has meant to you, just as far as like having somebody in your corner to rise up.
The idea that he went to bat for me for this opportunity, it's Triple H. Like, are you kidding me? What is life? You know what I mean? There's no Damian Priest without Triple H. That's 100%. there's no ifs and buts about it. I'm not here sitting with you if there's no Triple H. And then, so you have that. And then his help, his advice, encouraging you to believe in yourself more so than he believes in you. Like, no, you need to believe in yourself even more, you know? And I'm someone who always consciously doubts. Like, I'm not a negative person. I'm a very positive person. But I would question myself sometimes, like, man, I don't... Do I actually belong here? Like, can I hang with these guys? I mean, they're so good, right. You know? Because this is why it's the WWE, you know? And I would say it all the time. And, you know, I would talk to him and X-Pac, for instance. And I remember after a match on NXT, it was my first actual match. Like, I had a few matches, but then my first match against Pete Dunne, Butch now, I remember getting a text from X-Pac. He goes, "You belong." You know, and I thought that was cool because he knows the way I am. And Hunter was just like that. He came up to me and he was like, "That's the guy." You know, when I wrestled Finn Balor in NXT, he came back. He goes, "That's the guy I want to see every week now. That guy with that swag and that attitude that you showcased out there, that's the guy." Because before that, I've said it before that he gave me a piece of advice, which he got from The Undertaker, which is also super cool. And he was like, you know, "Taker told me this once and I'm going to tell it to you. When you figure out how to be yourself, you're going to be very successful." And he goes, "I know, it's weird. It's, how do you not know how to be yourself? You're you."
Right.
"But it's different on camera. I was pretending to be a version of what people thought I was instead of just being." And Shawn Michaels would say the same thing. He'd be like, "I like this guy. This guy's cool. Just be that guy on TV." You know, and then I'd go out there, they put that red light, and I don't know. I just went into this... put on a different performance and a different voice and a different look. And
but I think, you know, just the whole process of being in a performance center kind of makes that happen, right?
Like, so good.
You're still starting to, even though you've had success in Ring of Honor and other places, like when you're coming here, you're still finding versions of yourself. So, you know, I don't want to say that you were, you know, second guessing yourself, but, you know, I would imagine that just that process of coming into, you know, the big show and you got these legends like giving you this advice, it's almost like the pressure to not mess up because these guys believe in you so much. Did you kind of feel that way?
I feel that every day. You know, so 100%. But it's also, I mean, it's really cool that all, like you said, all these legends are giving me this advice and wanting me to succeed. I mean, I'm a fan of that. I'm like, while we have a different relationship today, at the end of the day, I'm still a fan of these guys.
Yeah.
Like, and they're still idols.
You grew up on these guys, you know?
And then it's wild, like, that we can communicate on just, you know, through text or phone call or when we see each other in person. It's just so crazy.
Insane.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You talked about your character, about finding yourself. And you mentioned earlier you think you're, you know, kind of coming to a good place now with your on-screen presentation. I mean... you know, when you were tag team with Bad Bunny, that was about as baby face as you can get, right? I mean, walking in the back, well, like camera shots, you guys in the hall, smiling ear to ear, you know, whatever. And now there's been this sort of tweak to the character and it does feel like you're kind of maybe in a more comfortable spot. You know, you evolved some in NXT and now you're, you know, evolving on Raw, like in front of everybody. Talk a little bit about that evolution, about the character that you're playing now and how that relates to who you are.
Yeah, if anything, I think that, like you said, super babyface, Bad Bunny, like that was actually hard for me.
Yeah.
And if you look at where, like literally a few weeks before in NXT to the Raw after the Rumble, my debut Raw, I was a completely different person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, again, in the moment, like, this is what's happening. This is how you got to be this way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and challenging, but it was cool. But that was harder for me to be this person smiling all the time. And not that I'm a very happy person,
yeah.
But portraying it on TV is, I've never done that. Not on that level. And, you know, I just went with it and it came off good, but there was a lot of realism there too, just because you're with your friend and then you're just having fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to laugh and stuff. So I just let it, you know, and then it was also challenging because we were doing this in front of nobody, you know, and now you got to put yourself in a situation like you're having fun with them, but they're not there. There's nobody there. That mm-hmm. was a little challenging. And now in front of the crowds, being a little bit more of what I like being, you know, especially when it comes to performing, I like being that bad guy, having that bad guy swag. And when I mean the bad guy I'm talking about is Razor Ramon, Scott Hall bad guy. Like, I like being that type of, because that is my personality.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's cool to be bad, you know, and love the fact that I get to portray a little bit of that, or not even portray, I get to little show off and show out a little bit of that side of me in front of the world.
What is it intimidating to do the Razor's Edge to like take on a move like that of like one of your idols?
So I remember when I was in NXT and I asked him, I was like, you know, we had a lot of talks and I had told him his influence on me and I was like, hey man, and it's cool if you say no, but I was kind of hoping would you mind if I did like the Razor's Edge? And he was like, yeah, man. I loved it. He was like, bro, anything that would make people remind them of me, I'm all for it.
Nobody's ever kicked out of that.
Word. I mean, bro,
true story.
No, nobody kicked out.
So, and then I remember talking to him about the walk, like, and the way you walk, like, can I do a version of it? And he was like, the surfer walk? And I was like, surfer? He was like, yeah, you're kind of like on a surfboard. And I was like, oh, I just thought it was cool. I didn't know it had a name. He was like, yeah, I call it the surfer walk. And I also thought it was just a cool way. And then he told me why he did it. He was like, yeah, I just didn't want people to touch me. I was the bad guy. And back then, you know, the railings were really close to the wrestlers.
Yeah.
So him to be that cool bad guy, he figured, let me do a walk. But it's also like, don't touch me.
I never
walking
noticed
in between
that.
While everybody's it's reaching so for him and he's just surfing in between. Then I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense. I didn't even know that. And it was still cool. Now it's even cooler
that
you actually had reason for all of it. That's what a wizard.
Man, so you mentioned the Scott Hall and Razor Ramon influence. And aside from the cool stuff, aside from the toothpicks and the surfer walk and all that type of stuff, who's also a workhorse. And I feel like you've kind of like taken on that mantle of, I know when you're on TV, you're not going to have one segment. You're not just going to come in and talk. Like, you're going to work every Monday night. Like, you know, you're getting like a 15, 20 minute like match with somebody. And that's such an important part of, you know, putting on Monday Night Raw, putting on SmackDown, being in that position to have the action week in and week out, you know, with whoever it is, because you know, the mid-card, the United States title, like those are things that really help carry that show. So being given that responsibility to not just go out and, you know, develop your character, but also be, you know, the guy who's putting on 20, 30 minute matches every single week can't be an easy thing to do. But I think you've done an incredible job with that for the past several months. How's that pressure of coming in every week knowing you got to go and impress a new crowd every week get to you?
And I appreciate that. And I was prideful of that whole, especially like my United States title run.
Yeah.
Like I defended the title more than any other champion in the company the entire year.
Yeah.
And not to toot my own horn because I was working with, I mean, I'm working with the best, right? So we were having banger after banger after banger and it's awesome. And the pressure as far as like those matches is not there. That I know.
Right.
The other side of stuff that, you know, that now I'm learning and I'm still learning, you know, and within the WWE universe of, you know, there's so many things that come. Like wrestling is important, the actual in-ring work, but there's so many other things that come with it, you know, in the presentation and talking and cameras and everything. That's the challenging part. That's the pressure. Match wrestling, that's the easy part for me. Like, that's where I feel comfortable. That's what I've been doing for many years. So not to say I'm perfect at it, because I'm not even close, but I feel more comfortable with that side of the business. So coming in, if I saw that I didn't have a match or I had a shorter match and there was talking, I would be like, ah, I'd rather just give me the wrestling time, you know, because I like being that guy. I like being that champion. And especially when they gave me the opportunity against guys like Sheamus and Jeff Hardy, you know, Drew McIntyre. If now we're talking, you know, Miz Morrison, like everybody I worked with, you know, and in between, you know, and all the, like you said, like getting long matches and really having to go out there and
win a crowd,
basically have match of the night, you know, like that's what the plan was. And that's what the idea. And we did it so many times. It's just, that's what I wanted. And it's crazy that it was happening that way. So I was very proud of my title run. Like, I feel like, I don't know, the United States title was on a different level. And it was not just me, because, you know, I have to have somebody there to work with and bounce off of. And you'd combine that with the crowd and everything in between. And it was special. And I feel like that if it had to end, like, I'm like, man, I was a champion in the WWE and I had a successful title run and I was relevant. Mm-hmm. That's cool, you know? So,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a specific dance partner during that United States title run that you felt you had the best chemistry with, that you went out there and was like, you know, I could go out there with my eyes closed and have a banger with fill in the blank?
Well, it's all the feuds that I had, especially the ones that lasted a little longer. Like, I felt that, like, Sheamus. Mm. I mean, we just beat each other up hard. Like, we were hard hitting. Yeah, we were throwing bombs at each other every match. And every match, I was like, man, that was good. And it was just so easy. And, you know, right now, Finn Balor is the same thing. Yeah. It's become so easy to have these matches that people are like, wow, that was really good, you know, over and over, and then make them unique every time and different. It's actually, like, it's become easier with them, but it's also, they're so good.
Yeah.
And it makes you better. You know, I feel like I'm better performing because of, like, working with guys like that.
As a fan, talking about good wrestlers, what are you looking forward to watching in WrestleMania this week? As it was sitting backstage and watching, like, what are the matches that have you excited to see how they go?
There's a lot of them, actually, you know, but so, like, me, obviously, Brock versus Roman is intriguing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about unifying championships.
Yeah.
It's just that alone, the ending to that, how are we finishing? Who's going to be the face of both brands? And that, like,
right.
We don't even know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, so it's intriguing. So that's to me as a fan, I'm like, what's going to happen? You know, obviously I think the match I most look forward to watching, and I think is going to steal the Mania weekend, is AJ and Edge.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
talking about two guys who have never touched like that, incredible lineage, like clash of styles.
Yes,
like,
I've touched a little bit with Edge and, like, in the Rumble, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple matches with AJ, beat him.
don't forget that part.
Yeah. Another one, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, put AJ up there as probably
put AJ out there with a broomstick and
right now. Yeah. No, he's insane how good he is. And Edge is, I don't want to hear this about Edge comeback. He's better than ever. Mm-hmm. He does not look like he left.
Doesn't look like he took 9 years off from this.
Negative. Negative. Yeah. He's out there putting on hella performances that are just wild. And then now you combine that with the fact that
the character work now.
This ain't the Edge of old. Yeah. This is not, I've never seen this Edge. So that's intriguing. That's why this is my favorite match of the entire weekend that I'm looking forward to. Bianca and Becky,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm right now, especially everything that's happened, Team Bianca, she's got, I just don't see her not, you know, like I'm going to be jumping for joy even when she makes her entrance. Right. First of all, she's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Nicest person. And then, you know, like, this she's match, definitely I'm like, along with fans, I'm emotionally invested into this match.
Yeah.
Like, the story, it writes itself from the first time and that they worked and how everything's worked out and, you know, Becky's return and, you know.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because, like, obviously, yes, like, we know, you know, this is all part of the show, but there's still some very real life, you know, feelings about, like, how SummerSlam went down with Becky and Bianca. And a lot of people still kind of feel a way about that. And, you know, even, you know, we get it, it's a show and all this type of stuff. These are still your friends. These are still people that you kind of like root for and want to see succeed. So kind of seeing how, you know, that story is going to kind of have its full circle moment coming back to WrestleMania. We know, cross my fingers, you know, it's not going to last like 13 seconds or whatever the hell it took. But you mentioned how, you know, invested you are into certain talents like Bianca and other people. Like, does it feel, you know, like when you're watching these matches or watching your friends, like that you want them to have that success as much as you want the success for yourself? Or is it just like, you know, it's the business, it is what it is? Or how is it like that when it comes to the people that you really care about back then?
No, at the end of the day, I have never lost, not even a little bit, the idea that I'm a fan.
Right.
I love this business. All of it. I watch, at least I try to, depending on time, try to watch every brand, everyone, every man. Like, I love this business. Mm-hmm. WWE, outside of WWE, I love this business. So, and I always have since I was a little kid. You know, this is the ultimate dream job. Like, people are like, how are you holding up mentally? And I'm like, well, I'm the happiest person in the world. Yeah, I love my life.
Still, you know? Get to party every night. You know what I mean?
Get to party way better now.
That's right. The checks is a little heavier now.
Exactly. You know, yeah, I don't have to go for the cheapest stuff anymore. I don't have to sneak in. Sometimes, I mean, you know, you still got to sneak it. I remember when I was in Ring of Honor, I snuck into Wale Mania one time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, yo, you all got to sneak in this year. You're an invited guest.
What's up?
I got to sneak in again. Time, bro. Come through.
No.
If you need any tickets, I know a guy.
I know a guy. No, but like, yeah, I love everything. So when I look at others, I still watch as a fan. That's why, like, I'm invested. And then I put myself in different people's shoes, like the story-wise, like Bianca's side, you know? Everything she's worked for and the way, you know, she feels like someone just coming back and things that they're owed.
Right.
And then you put yourself in Becky's shoes like, yo, I never lost this. I'm still the benchmark here. You know what I mean? Like, I put myself like, yeah, I would be like that if I was in her shoes. I'd be like that if I was in her shoes, you know? So I'm like, this is good. Like, they're going to beat the hell out of each other and I can't wait to watch it, you know? Yeah. So, and there's a lot of matchups like that. So I still get, I like them emotionally getting invested because I think it makes me a better performer, because then I could think of, well, damn, if I'm feeling like that because of what they're doing, I got to figure out something for somebody else to feel like that about me.
Right, right. All these matches are great and all, having great matches and everything, but if you can't emotionally attach yourself to somebody or an idea of somebody, then, you know, it could always be better. It could always be better. And I think you have a great mindset for that and great mentality.
Appreciate it.
I got to ask, you talk about partying, having fun. This is WrestleMania weekend. I know you said before we came on the air, you start at 7 o'clock today. You're having a good time, you know, at night. I mean, it's a packed schedule for you. But when you're out there having fun, you got to get recognized a lot, right? I mean, of all the people that we do interviews with, I got to, because no one can see this. I might have some photos on Twitter or something like that. But Damian Priest comes into every interview looking pretty much like Damian Priest. There's no mistaking this guy. Now, something like Finn might be able to put on a hoodie and sunglasses and, you know, just go do something on his own and not get recognized. But you walk out of your hotel room, you're going to get recognized, right?
You can't hide the 6'7" and tattoos. It's like, it's there.
I get recognized a little bit now. It's cool. I like it. I enjoy interacting with people from different places, from different cultures, and just people who appreciate me, and I appreciate them for appreciating. You know, like, I remember when I was a kid, and I've said this before, and I remember I was with my dad, and I met a superstar from the NFL, and I was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way he didn't treat me well, and I was a big fan.
Right.
And then when I started, you know, making a name for myself, I always think back to that. And I'm like, I never, ever want to make somebody feel the way he made me feel. I will always, like, obviously time restraints or getting rushed to do something, that's different. But if I have the time or the means, like, I will always, anybody who recognizes me and wants to say hello, I'll say hello back. Picture, I mean, it's a rarity that I tell somebody no or I can't. It has to do based on timing and work for me to say no, not because I want to. And I said this to a fan one time, and they were like, hey, I don't want to bother you. Like, I know it's not the time. I was like, it is the time. I'm here and you're here. When else are you going to have this time?
Right.
And they were kind of like, oh, yeah. I was like, this is the time and place. So I'm all for it. And so, yeah, I get recognized a little bit, but it doesn't bother me and it doesn't affect me from, it doesn't change anything about me as far as in regards to having a good time and enjoying myself.
So what is a good time with you, Damian Priest? I always hear about these legendary party stories hitting the streets, like you're from Hell's Kitchen, you're a New Yorker, I'm a New Yorker. Like I know what Hell's Kitchen's like, you know what I mean? Like what's a
well,
typical-
I'm from the Bronx.
There you go. I'm Bill from Hell's Kitchen, my friend. But you're a New Yorker, man. Like what's if I'm hitting the streets with you tonight, right?
I mean, there's no...
What are we doing?
There's never any one way. It's anything that I'm going to have a blast and we're going to enjoy ourselves to the max. And I just look for the best time possible every single time, you know, that I do anything, you know, and it doesn't have to be like a nighttime. It can be the day and whatever, but I'm always looking to have a blast, to laugh, to smile, enjoy myself with others and seeing their smiles and their laughter and their enjoyment. That's the best part of living to me is... just enjoying yourself and just for the sake of enjoyment and being happy and looking for any which way to do that. So that's me. That's why when I go out or do anything, it's always for the intent of the best possible feeling positively and, you know, and to have fun and enjoy myself and everybody around me to experience that as well. So there is no one way to answer that because I don't know. It depends. It's whatever, whoever
it's
has,
type of person,
whoever
man,
has the best idea for the best time.
Wherever the wind takes us, that's where you're going tonight. Exactly.
Okay, we got to let you go, man. Last question.
Yep.
Spinning off the last one. Who's the best hang in WWE?
Oh, man. I'm
don't blow nobody up.
Yeah, we're also about to upset some people.
Whoever you're allowed to say.
Who's a surprisingly good hang? Who's someone that like fans would be like, I didn't know that guy would be fun.
Oof, see, I can't.
Is that even worse? That's the worst question.
I'm going to take the safe out here and say, you know, you always have the best time with your best buds.
Right. Yeah.
For me, Riddle, I think most everybody knows that we're actually friends. We've been friends since before WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Riddle, Rhea, you know, Theory now is on the scene as far as like being like we were like gotten close and hanging out all the time. So I'm going to go with the people that I'm always with to not hurt any feelings. But there's a lot of guys and girls. No, those are my crew. Those are my people. And we usually are like always together.
Nice, right? Nice. Well, I know you got to go, but if you want a good hang tonight, I know a place, House of Blues, 7 p.m. See you there, brother.
House of Blues, 7 p.m.
Thank you so much for doing this, man.
All right, take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That was Damian Priest. What a dude.
He's such a dude. Such a dude. Like, sometimes this is over, I'm like, I got to go grab a drink with this guy. Like,
you know, oh, like, my gosh.
Got to go hang with this guy.
That's what, man. I was trying to get at with the last, like, three questions. It's just like, will you invite us?
Basically. But, nah, man, like, I think he's such an incredible talent, and I think he's almost underrated as far as, like, his workload the past year, man. And I think he's been a hell of a United States champion. And I'm really excited to see where his career kind of goes from here, man. So, incredible talk.
We didn't really get into it too deep.
Yeah.
You know, didn't want to like push too hard. But like, I don't know. I think he's a fan, right?
Yeah.
We're all fans.
Yes.
I think all of us, I think everybody in this room probably has an idea of like what they would imagine themselves to look like if they were a wrestler on the main roster.
Yeah.
And even just watching it, you know, watch Punishment Martinez and Ring of Honor or whatever when he started coming up in NXT. And I always looked at him and I was just like, this guy should be more of like an Undertaker-y sort of guy.
Yeah.
Than like, you know, that just seems, I mean, not like the full-on, like spooky, like whatever. But like,
but he does have a presence about himself.
He's got a presence. Like he's got a voice. In, you know, he's got like whatever. And I'm just
you hear his bassy voice from like down the street. Like you can't miss it. Like,
I know there've been like a little, you know, a few fits and starts along the way with the character, or whatever. But I think he's finally in the place, like getting to the place where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Because the fact that he went through all that stuff, the fact that he got all those opportunities, the fact that he's, you know, U.S. champion, Bad Bunny, all that. I mean, that speaks to. Well, their confidence in him, but also the fact that he succeeded at all that stuff speaks as, you know,
it's crazy to say a guy who had a WrestleMania match tag team with Bad Bunny, the best is yet to come for him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's still going to fall into an incredible sort of like character run for the next, you know, few months, especially, you know, after, you know, how he felt about the U.S. Championship and kind of trying to chase that back. Like, I'm really looking forward to seeing where he goes with that, because I think he's a hell of a talent.
He's just in the Battle Royal on Friday, right?
Yes.
They're not going to run him versus Finn on, like, a pre-show or anything.
I don't think so. Not as of today, no.
But we'll see. But regardless, I hope that, man, I hope when Mania is over, I hope that if they do stick with the, like, unified champion for a minute, I hope they use that as an opportunity to sort of, like, shake everything up, you know, get all these, like, upper mid-card folks and, like, just give them an opportunity to run, you know?
I think so.
Put everybody in a tornado match. Just, like, let's see what everybody's got. Anyway.
It's an exciting time, man.
We're gonna end this show right now. We got to go do Wally Mania. We got to go do a bunch of other things. We're also doing a Ringer Wrestling Show preview show, two different episodes, one for each night. Kaz is going to be on it. I'm going to be on it. And so if you want to, like, hear a match-by-match breakdown, go check it out there. It'll be up very soon. But until then, buddy.
Buddy.
Enjoy WrestleMania.
It's going to be a hell of a weekend, bro. Let's do it.